The readings in the scriptures today are about buildings, and in particular, the building of the temple, the building of a place of worship. Architects will tell you that buildings are containers. They are physical containers which are meant to hold people and to be conducive to the activities that people perform in that container. And when the container is that kind of space, then it is good. And when it is not that kind of space, it doesn't serve its purpose. The principle in architecture is form must follow function. Buildings are symbols. You drive by United Hospital and it is a symbol. It is a symbol of healing. And inside that building, hundreds of people, medical people, patients, people who are sick, are engaged in an activity the effect of which is healing. You drive down Kellogg Boulevard and you pass the front of the courthouse, and the courthouse is a symbol. It's a symbol of justice. And you go in that courthouse and you take the elevator upstairs to the courtrooms, and there are dozens and dozens of people working there. There are judges there. There are attorneys there. There are people seeking redress there. What goes on in those rooms, we say, is the work of justice. You drive by the front of St. Matthew's School, you see a school building, and the building speaks education, learning. And inside that building, there are hundreds of people, teachers and students, engaged in learning. The building is not the learning. The courthouse is not the justice. The hospital is not the healing. They are symbols, symbols of a human activity that goes on and is not at all always contained within that building. For there clearly is learning that goes on outside of a school. There's healing that goes on outside of a hospital. There's justice that is given and lived outside of a courtroom. And yet those spaces, those buildings, are symbols of something that is much bigger than themselves. Well, the place of worship, the church, the temple, the house of worship, is a symbol. It's a symbol of religion. It's a symbol of faith. It's a symbol of a value system. It's a symbol of a belief system. And within that space, within that container, people gather, women and men gather, old and young gather, strong and weak gather, to proclaim their faith in the worship of God. And yet, the building is not the faith. The building is not the worship. And the proclamation of faith is not confined to the building. And the life of worship is bigger than the building. And that's what this series of readings is about. It's about the recognition of our need as human beings to have physical expressions, sacraments, visible, tangible signs of the realities we live. But that what is ultimately important is the reality we live, and not the container in which it takes place. This building is holy because you are holy. This building is holy because of what you do here. A hospital is a healing place because of what the people inside that building do. The school is learning because of what the people inside that building do. And so in the second reading, Paul reminds us that you are the temple. He speaks to his contemporaries. We are the presence of God. We are the container which holds the very presence of God. We are created in the image and the likeness of the living God, and the words we speak and the deeds we do are the proclamation of God. And the witness we give is the act of faith in God. The people are more important than the structure. I have a friend who builds buildings. And a number of years ago, the old Mounds Park School was decommissioned as a school, and he renovated that building as a place of housing, multiple units of housing in that Mounds Park School building. And I got an invitation to attend the grand opening of that building. And I went, and there were a lot of people, and it was a wonderful building. It was of great quality and wonderful work that was done in the renovating of the building. Afterwards, I said to him, "You forgot something." And he said, "What was that?" And I said, "There aren't any sidewalks. You forgot to put the sidewalks in." And he said to me, "I never put the sidewalks in. I sod everything over with grass. And then I let people walk where they want to walk for the next 18 months. And they'll wear down the grass on the way they want to use that space. And 18 months later, I come back and I put the sidewalks in where the people have told me they walk." The people who use the space are more important than the space. And the space has meaning because of the people who use it. This place is a holy place. It is a symbol of religious faith. It is a container for worship, not on its own, but because you are holy, you proclaim faith, and you are the power of the worship.